fossil fuel, of course, and potentially a huge boon for American business, steel, plastic, chemicals, and of course our consumers. I do believe that there are substantial questions that have to be addressed before our country starts allowing significant natural gas exports. And you made some statements a few days ago that are troubling me, and I want to kind of walk you through it. As you know, under the Natural Gas Act, your department has an obligation to evaluate whether natural gas exports are in the public interest. So you are, in effect, the regulator. The comments that you made the other day suggest to me that you've sort of made up your mind. You were quoted here as saying, I'll just quote you here, exporting natural gas means wealth comes into the United States. Now, that's not what we've heard from our businesses like steel and chemical and plastics. They had representatives sitting where you did the other day. And a very troubling study just came out from the Energy Information Administration, a part of your department, indicating that natural gas exports could increase prices by more than 50% and cost American industry and our natural gas customers as much as $43 billion. Now, I'm looking at the chart that estimates, for example, what we'd be dealing with in terms of the applications on offer now. It's about 13 billion cubic feet of gas exported per day. That's what we're talking about now. So the applications exceed the amount that EIA made that study based on. They looked at about 12 billion cubic feet per day. So I want to get your sense of how you're going to objectively look at this question, and I'd like you to disabuse me of the theory that you've already made up your mind, because when I looked at that quote coming from the recent meeting, I said, shoot, looks like Dr. Chu's already made up his mind. And to me, for example, 13 billion cubic feet of gas exported